Hello, it's Kendall Parts here on the Killing of Kendall Parts podcast. Alright. Excuse me. I have calmed down. I'm not as mad as I was. Hopefully, the Bengals will fire Zach Taylor soon. I would like to think it would be today, but, you know, Mike Brown likes to hold his coaches and all that. I 21-0 lead. You start to give that up in the second quarter. You know, it's time for Zach Taylor to go and hire Eric Bieniemy this time. Like, I was so disgusted that Zach Taylor is not the guy. 3-18-1. Yeah, that's his record. 3-18-1. He has to go. And you should make a smarter hire this time. Joe Burrow is going to be a star. And it's amazing when you actually protect him, that's the kind of offense they can look like. So when they went up 21-0 the first three drives, that's the offense that they can look like if they actually protect him. But then, as soon as the offensive line protects and the offense can consistently score points, that was just when the defense wanted to start acting up. Like, are we back in the 90s where this team would lose games? By the way, I was only a kid then, so I had to get this information from, you know what I'm saying, some people who are old enough to remember. But in 1996 or somewhere in the 90s, when I was a kid, Dave Shula got fired after he gave up a 21-0 lead. I forgot who that was against. But, yeah. So, let's hope that this is just, because they don't seem to like him. Like, they publicly on Twitter, and Darius Phillips, man, after talking all that, like, don't waste my talent. You got burnt a lot of times yesterday. You were part of this mess too. Like, where's the pass rush? Where's the urgency? Are we back to the 90s? I don't think I would go that far. But, damn. After 4 years, after the last 4 years of mediocre, or 3 years of mediocre by Marvin Lewis, we're going to the bottom under this dude. And that's the reason why it was a lot of people who were saying, don't fire Marvin Lewis, because I remember who you were before you got there. This is playing out. But now they better be on it. They're gonna fire him. I want to believe that Mike Brown is not gonna do what he did last time, which is 10 years and being mediocre. I don't want to be mediocre. I want to be great. But I also don't want to stink either. Right now, A&A sounds good, don't it? It's better than this. It's better than this. So, you know, we'll see. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays. They're going to move on to the World Series. Poor Atlanta, man. You know, I have a message for Atlanta fans. Atlanta sports fans with the Falcons and the... but anyways, that was the... That 3-1 series lead given up. That was the... baseball version of 28-3, right? And Super Bowl for the Falcons. That was the baseball version of 28-3 for Atlanta fans. Giving up a 3-1 lead. They had the lead in game 7 a couple of times. You talk about damage control. That was damage control. I keep losing count, but I think it was the fourth inning where at the fourth or fifth inning, it was like second and third, nobody out. And then it was ground ball to third. I want to say it was. It got the player into the rundown from Atlanta to a rundown. He tagged him. It was a great tag, too. He tagged him out. And then he caught the runner going to third. It was just a thing. That's the crazy double play. It's like, I don't even want to get into all that. I think it was like a 5-2, 5 something double play. Like, it was just crazy. Yeah, man. Atlanta fans. I'm speaking as a Cincinnati sports fan. I wish y'all, man, but at least I could say that we are not the only cursed city in sports. It's there. It's Atlanta. It's y'all in Atlanta. So Cincinnati, trying to think of all the cursed cities in sports. Because it used to be Cleveland. And it still is Cleveland. But they're not the cursed city, but they're in the top three. They're right behind Atlanta, Cincinnati. Because despite the championship, I bet about what with LeBron Cavaliers, it was that same year that Cleveland gave up a 3-1 lead to the Chicago Cubs and lost. So, yeah, they cursed. It's crazy, right? The same year that the basketball team comes back from 3-1, the baseball team in Cleveland gives up a 3-1 lead and loses. Like, that sounds like a riddle, right? Cleveland just can't have nice things sometimes. And Baker Mayfield, it looks like he's just an average quarterback that the Browns just want to hide. And that's why they were 4-1. Because even in those four straight wins, You asked Baker Mayfield to pass and get the interception. They even happened in the Bengals game. That's why the Bengals inched closer. Yeah, so. Yeah, man. Shout out to all the Atlanta fans. I'm with y'all. But congratulations to the Dodgers. I was cheering for the Dodgers because I do want to see the opposite side of that conversation is the two pro teams in one city. Both cities have a chance for that, by the way. If the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Rays win, the Tampa Bay Lightning just won the NHL championship, I think. And the Lakers just won the basketball championship in the NBA. So, two teams. If one of these teams go down the winner, it'd be two champions in one city in the same year. So let's go LA. Let's do this for Kobe also, you know what I'm saying? I know. I'm still sad over his death. Like, we lost him too early, man. That's why you need to appreciate greatness when you see it. That man went out too young. He was one of the greatest players ever. Well, all right. On the politics side. On the politics side, Kamala Harris is resuming her campaign. She's gonna be in Florida. Her campaign for vice president, of course. She's gonna be in Florida today in Jacksonville. She's gonna be in my home state tomorrow in Cleveland, as a matter of fact. She's gonna be in Asheville. She's gonna go to. She was supposed to be in North Carolina the day that some of her campaign people caught the coronavirus. And thank God she's not positive, but they had to stop it because of the coronavirus catching one of their campaign people, the campaign people on our staff. So she'll be in North Carolina Wednesday. All right, no, Trump and Biden going at it. Trump is making fun of Biden for trusting his scientists. Like, he's just a crazy person. He won't leave the governor, Governor Whitmer alone. She's been facing death threats, and this dude has no compassion. So let's put a compassionate dude in the White House with Joe Biden. Anyways, talk to you guys later. This has been a Killing of Kendall Parks podcast. Talk to you later. Hire Eric Bieniemy this time. When you fire Zach Taylor Bengals. Eric Bieniemy, there's no other choice. We gotta get this. That number 9 to number 85 duo is back with T. Higgins and Joe Burrow. When the Bengals were up 14-0, he made a great catch for like 70 something yards, 80 something yards. Like, it was just a thing of beauty. Like, it looked like Chad and Carson all over again during my childhood. So, talk to you guys later. Bye bye.